A Nord Stream case file. The story behind the breach. The post appeared at 2:14 a.m. on a Thursday. Buried in a forum most people will never see. Black background, neon handles, wolves and sharks as avatars.
Finance company in New Jersey, domain admin, RDP stable, $10,000, serious buyers only.
For the seller, it was routine. For the buyer, it was a gateway to millions. Within minutes, cryptocurrency wallets lit up the thread. Veterans vouched for the seller's reputation. A Russian crew demanded exclusivity. A lone actor tried to lowball, hoping to flip the access for resale. Meanwhile, inside the targeted firm, silence. No blinking alerts, no firewall logs. Just an office network in New Jersey already compromised, already for sale. It began weeks earlier with something simple. A cracked PDF editor installed on a receptionist's laptop. Malware harvested cookies, tokens, and passwords, packaged neatly into a log file, sold upstream, collected by a broker, and finally listed for auction. This is the modern cyber economy. 10 years ago, access sales were clumsy, dumped servers for pocket money, dead half the time. But by 2016, when exploit kits started to fade, specialization crept in. Why fight hardened browsers when you could sell the keys to the house? The pandemic made the cracks wider. VPN portals, Citrix farms, cloud accounts spun up without guardrails. Credentials spilled everywhere and a new breed of broker emerged. Not hobbyists, professionals, auctioneers of compromise. Today, the trade looks like a cartel but runs like a marketplace. Telegram channels with moderators, escrow systems, loyalty discounts, refund policies.
Access guaranteed alive for 7 days or your money back.
It starts with an infection. One laptop, one careless download. Credentials flow into the hands of a collector. They sift the junk from the gems. A Citrix portal for a hospital. A VPN admin for a steel manufacturer. An O365 global admin for a Fortune firm. Each packaged like contraband, each priced according to market demand. $50 for a clinic, $5,000 for a mid-sized enterprise, $50,000, sometimes more, for the crown keys of a multinational. Buyers line up, small freelancers chasing quick ransomware payouts. Global syndicates like Lockbit, ready to turn premium access into overnight encryption. In 2023, MoveIt access was flipped like real estate, sold multiple times before the first CVE dropped. And the pattern continues. A German insurance firm reduced to a sentence on a Tuesday night.
Domain admin RDP, MFA misconfigured, $30,000, escrow only.
That is how control is lost. Not with zero-day fireworks, not with cinematic break-ins, but with a classified ad in a digital bazaar. Executives imagine attackers as masterminds. In reality, many just buy their way in.
And that's the part defenders miss. The breach doesn't begin with ransomware on your screens. It begins weeks earlier, when your access is already for sale. If you want to starve this market, you have to deny it supply. Rotate admin keys as you would ammunition. Controlled, tracked, never left unchecked. Kill info stealers at the source. Block cracked software, shady extensions, and unmanaged devices, the feeders of supply. Use MFA that can't be phished. Hardware keys, not text codes. Track your session tokens. If they're stolen, MFA won't save you. Hunt for your name in the dumps. If it shows up, you don't have a potential incident. You have an active one. Because somewhere, right now, another auction has opened. And someone is bidding.
This was a Nord Stream case file. In the silence of closed forums, your access can change hands in seconds. You won't hear it. You won't see it. But when the hammer falls, it's already too late. For more intelligence, visit nordstream.com.